Yeah, yeah. It's just I just want them to know. I changed the system yesterday, so I don't know. I don't know. I they're saying that they're not hearing you back. I don't know. But everything should be all right here. I don't know. Can we? I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you loud and clear. I just keep.
Are you recording this
program? Yes, we're recording it. Louise, tell me if you can hear me now, all right? Because the mic is all the way up. Everything is up. Yes, Ken, what I was saying now, as you said, you didn't come into this business with no golden spoon in your mouth. And it was hard work. Your mom did all the hard work to make you guys who you are today. There's no music being played, no music. Ah, what the hell is happening here? Everything is up. Everything is up.
Hello.
You're not hearing me yet?
I'm hearing nobody coming through with a discharge kind of sound.
Oh.
It's
better now?
Yeah, much better.
All right.
Because I was saying, you know, that my spoon now, at one time, I some cook spoon, I have to eat with it now. I don't know it now. There was some long time ago, and something I made a cup and all them, you know, right? My spoon kind of get more, less cheap now. I'm glad to be here, and I enjoy 56 years in music, I enjoy it so much.
How many years? Your phone is breaking up to, boy.
I think it's an easy journey, I'm so glad to be here.
Well, can you turn up your phone, the phone that you're using? Is it possible to turn it up? Because you're breaking up, you know, and I'm not getting it. I don't know. It's breaking up. Wow. Turn it up, Ken. Turn up the phone.
Turn up my phone?
Yeah. I don't know what's everything here on this board is up and running.
Stretch. Check the Zoom level on your computer. I think it's just picking up your speakers into your mic.
Do what? Come again? Zoom level. Zoom level. Come on.
No, on the mixing board.
On the mixing board? How is that? Well, I can't believe this.
Speaker 100%.
Everything is 100%. Can you hear me, Ken? I guess not. Wow. You know, this is frustrating. I was worried about this. Can you hear me? I guess not. You know what? How about that? Folks, I don't know what I'm doing here. Everything is messed up. Come on, shut up, Kenny G. We don't want to hear no more Kenny G. Let's hear some Kenneth Booth.
Right about now, the next act I'm about to introduce to you needs no introduction to the world of reggae music, because he's one of the creators, the masters. He gave you songs like Everything I Own. I couldn't have ready for this yet. Are you ready for this?
Drew, any better?
They call him Mr. Rocksteady. Mr. Rocksteady. Put your hands together and give him what he deserves. This is Ken Booth. There was a guy from Spain, down in the West Indies, is where he came this fame.
Hello, Drew.
A lot of blocks.
I think the zoom, the computer, the levels of the
drain.
On the board, on your mixing board, which channel is the zooming to? Because I think you're just pushing, I think we're just hearing what's coming in from the your speakers.
Glenn, Ken.
Christopher Columbus was
Ken, can you hear me?
Down in the West Indies.
Can you hear me, Ken? I guess not. Hello. You know, I'm gonna have. Can you
on
hear me?
Their bodies, you put a prize.
You hearing me? Hello?
Christopher
Columbus. I'm hearing an echo. How about that? Hello? I don't know what happened here. Hello. Ken, can you hear me? Ken, can you hear me? You know what? We're going to have to put this off, Ken, until I can figure it out. I have to apologize. I really do, you know. I really do, and I feel like crying. Damn. I will have to talk to the technician about this. Oh, man. Anything? Everything is up. Everything he said is up. Hello, 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 hello. Yeah, you hear the music? You hear the music?
Say you, honey, say you, girl, say you, mama.
Everything coming true with me, buddy.
Say you, baby, say no. You, girl, say you, mama.
Hold on, if I hear you then now, good, good.
Thank you so much. Here we go.
I just don't understand what's happening. Can't seem to be hearing me good.
You're hearing me straight?
I hear you now, yeah.
Yeah. So everything is okay now?
I don't know. Drew, how we doing?
Hello?
Drew.
You hear me now straight?
Yeah, hearing you in my headphones.
Right.
Drew, you hearing me on the Zoom?
What I'm going to try to do is get it for the Zoom call so it can broadcast to the radio.
Yeah, I'm hearing you on the Zoom, but I got to check and see if it's coming live to the radio. Just give me 1 second.
You hear me now straight?
Yeah, hearing you now. You know, I don't know what the hell is happening here. Anyway, Ken.
One of the reasons, right? Mm-hmm. You are recording at the same time?
No, the Zoom is recording. I have nothing to do with that. They record it if you want.
Okay.
Anything, Drew? You know what? Let me play some music and come back on this thing.
Hi, Stretch.
Yes.
It's good. You're good to go.
Ah, God.
Do you hear me now?
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you. Thank you for your patience, Ken.
You know, Stretch, let me just go back to what I was saying before.
Please.
Why I had mentioned about spoons and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember where you're coming from.
Yes, sir. Very.
So you can know where you're going, you know?
Yes.
Right. And I don't know no singer. I don't know no singer in Jamaica that born wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Cat Core. Through David Core.
Yes.
But
yes.
This business of music. It's a love of music. All the singers and players of instruments shall be there.
Yep.
All my springs are in thee.
Yes, sir.
You know? Well, and I for me to get into this business, it was kind of easy for me because I met with Stranger Cole. You know Stranger, right?
Yes, Stranger lived in Toronto for years.
He was a big star for Treasure Isle.
Mm-hmm.
And we're both living in the same vicinity. And I met with him. I used to pass by his house every day coming out of Boys Town. You know that institution, boys' school.
Yeah, boys' school is all over the world.
You're right. I hear people. Oh, I get to meet strangers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I used to pass by his house, because it's government house, all that we live in, you know, government house.
Right.
You know? These houses are 12 shillings a month for them. And my mother got to my father. So most of those houses in that vicinity were government houses.
Right.
So I used to pass by his house, and I used to hear singing.
Ah.
And gradually I find myself in the midst of it. That's why I get to meet a stranger called. And then both of us started to become friends, and we started to sing together as a duo, you know?
Right.
I didn't start it out as a solo singer, you know? You remember that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I started out as a duo with Stranger and Ken.
Right.
And then we wrote two songs we wrote, Uno dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. You remember that song?
Yes, sir.
6 long years. You leave my home. Come on back.
Yes, sir.
Back to me. Oh, uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Years you leave me. The love song, you know.
Yes.
6 years you leave, yo.
Yes.
And that's the first time I ever recorded. Mm. But when Stranger took me to Jupiter for the audition, right? Never heard of me, because Stranger is a big star.
Right.
So Juki looked at Stranger and said, this is a fat bigot boy, Iago. You know? And Stranger said, listen, him can sing.
Yes.
And when me and Stranger started to sing one of those, what I love about producers those days is that then you'd have to sing out the whole song for them to know that you have talent.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So and it's true, it was upstairs, you know?
Yes.
So right now, came upstairs to record him.
Yeah.
But you see, those days, the Mukade didn't have so much tracks. It's only 2 tracks you have to work with those days. So the band and the singer have to work at the same time.
Right.
When I go up there, the musician that was there, I prayed. I said, Lord, people like Ronan Alfonso, Tommy Markook, John Bago, my man in blue trumpet again.
Johnny Moore.
No, Johnny Moore them days then. Baba Brooks.
Okay.
Right, and many more. I prayed in them because these musicians are great musicians.
Right.
But me and Stranger, we were so much that, you know, and I grew up into a musical family, listening to the blues and all that. So,
right.
When the recording time comes up, right, I prayed. I said, Lord, come through, because I love singing. I want to sing. You know, and then when you see that red light, you know that it's recording time.
Mm-hmm.
And believe you me, Stretch, you know, it's one cut me and Stranger to do a reverse of our songs every day. And we used to music, you know, the sound system.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I want to tell you right now what is happening with the sound system, and I'll go back to that.
Uh-huh.
I give thanks to all the sound system all over the world in this time.
Yes.
Because the show business is not doing so well now.
Right.
And the input that the sound system is doing right now for us. I have to thank God for the sound system, because I survive now during in this period because of the sound system.
Dub plates.
Because I'm doing a whole lot of dub plates, you know?
Yes.
And I have to give thanks to the sound system. But you know, real man, you know, man, if I think about them, you understand now. The only good system you have is our sound system, you know. I read something on the phone, a yellow man.
Yes.
On the phone. But anyhow, but when I went upstairs for Drew Creed and recorded the song, one cut, and they released the song, and when I hear it on the jukebox, I'm going to corner like my eye, because I hear my voice about me, you know. So when I hear one of those on the jukebox, when I look at corner and listen, I say, why are me that? You know? And then I start to get used to it now.
Everybody wanted to hear the voice on a jukebox, didn't we?
Yeah, everybody, but when you hear it the first time, you kind of feel strange.
Strange.
I never hear your voice without you. You know, so, for me to get into student one, even Stranger want to break the barrier. The Stranger one barrier as a big star.
Mm-hmm.
So we wrote 2 songs, World Sphere and Artie Bella. Remember those 2 songs?
Oh, you mean if I'm Artie Bella?
And the other one, took my girl to the World Sphere. And yes. Let her choose all she needs there. My children are never traveled yet in our life, not even a train over pond. Because in 1962, yeah. The worst was going on in New York
City. New York City, remember? Yes, sir.
Yeah, we never traveled. We just imagine what is the, and we just turned it into a love song.
Good.
But
good.
Then, no, Shooter One were like the Motown situation, you know?
Right.
Of all these great solo singers and female singers. And so, him Shooter wanted to break that barrier. So, Man Strainer wrote his two songs, Words Fair and Artable, and we went up there. It was easy for me, you know, to get into this business because when Sir Coxon saw Stranger Cole, his heart filled with joy because right. Stranger is a big artist.
Right.
It knows nothing about me. So, we do the audition, and then Artable came out and did well, and Words Fair. But for me, you know, individually, I fell in love with Shooter One music. Because you have people like Owen Gray, Jackie Edwards.
I wanted to ask you about Owen Gray. He was a major influence on you?
Of course, my most major one. Because when I hear him sing, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Kansas City, here I come. You know?
Yes.
I wish I were like him. And I used to, when he came to Ambassador Door to sing at Opportunity Knox.
Right.
Everybody wanted to carry his fly pack. Anybody want to get in free?
Yes.
A whole film fly pack and people fight over that, you know, man and man. Just to carry fly pack, you know.
Just to
and
get
I stood
in
up
free.
Outside and watch all these things, you know. And, but I fell in love with Shooter after we did those two songs, Man Stranger. And I kept going there every day. On my own. Then you have people like Weird Lads, Gay Lads, you know, you name it. A whole lot of singers. Some of the singers that didn't even make it so big as we do.
Yes.
But I kept going there every day. I don't have no breakfast or anything. I just killed because you have a school named Calabar Wall.
That's where I went.
You know,
on Sutton Street.
All right. I take shortcut through Calabar School and go to Brentford Road.
Right.
On a bus. You understand? I sat down up there every day and listening to guys writing songs and all that. And one day, you know, Sir Coxon sent and called me. And when I went in his office, he looked at me and he said, Ken, I think you should record. I think you should record, you know, as a solo singer. I turned to him and I said, Mr. Dad, you sure about that? And he said to me, you know, I never hear nothing like you. Just to encourage me, you know.
Yes.
You know, I look back on those things, good encouragement, you know, and he didn't, you know what, he recorded me first as soul music, you know, not ska.
Yeah.
Soul music I started to do for
Shooter
well, One.
You know, one. I'm coming to that. As soon as I can get an injection somewhere there, I just want people to know Ken Booth is not necessarily only a reggae singer or a rock steady singer. This man is very versatile with the blues too.
Even right now, I just finished recording two soul albums. You know, recording one in England, and I've done one for myself.
Give me a verse off of one of the songs that you recorded.
One of them. Now I know how much I love you.
Go on.
Now I know how much I care.
Go on.
You know.
Yes, sir.
Really wonderful, you know.
When we are going to get that flip on the radio up there? When you know, are we going to get that?
I don't know what to tell you because it was one time I would press a whole of 45s already and put them in the record shop. But now, you know, it's the online thing and then you're looking for distribution and all that kind of thing. So,
Ken, take my foolish advice.
I just pray that somebody might hear one of them.
But how are they going to hear it and we don't have it to play? Take my advice,
right,
Ken.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I've been dying.
I'm planning to do those stretch. I'm planning to put them online.
Good.
I don't want to wait any longer. That's what I'm planning to do right now. Because I'm doing this interview from my studio now.
I know. We had a tour of the studio earlier on.
But you know,
engineer.
the two first songs that I've recorded for Sir Cox was two soul songs. One with Jackie Wilson, one with another guy. And with Tamali at the group Soulettes,
right.
And they were the background vocal for the song. The song was like this, the first one. Ooh, baby, I love you. And with Tamali, we go, ooh, ooh, you know.
You remember
but, you know,
that?
Funny, you know, people,
Eh? You remember that, man? You have a memory, good boy.
Oh, yes. But, you know, funny enough, you know, stretch, people start to identify with the scar.
Mm-hmm.
Because this car has so much sugar and onion in it, you know. it's a fresh sound.
Sugar and onion.
You know what I mean? So,
yes, yes.
You know, it's a circus. Hmm? I'm not going to forget circus. You know, a lot of us used to leak out because of financial kind of situation.
Yes.
But what he had done for me is more than money.
Yes.
You know, because I'm still surviving out of what he had done for me. I'm a witness.
Right, right.
So he sent me back in the shoot after those songs didn't do well. They didn't done well. It's two soul songs. And he sent me back in the shoot and I do songs like, "You're no good, for what you have done," you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I did, "Now you come running back. Now you come running on the track to me." Those two songs. And then, but those days, you have to go to the dance, you know, to listen to your song. And I kept going to some dance over and down, you mean the selection. Because them the selector, him select what he's going to play, you know.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know?
Oh, yeah.
And I kept with Machuke and Stitch.
Yeah.
And I kept going until I hear one night. I hear, "Dang, dang, 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 you're no good, dang, you know, for what you have done." And I see people dancing to it and thing. And then now, Sir Coxon traveled to England. And brought back with him Puppet and a String.
Yes.
This is the song that going to... And he brought back Puppet and a String. And then Jackie me towards the arranger those days. And, you know, what nice about you guys? You didn't carry any complex. Gaylords, all of us. There are Wilson, none of us.
Everybody.
Because we used to walk together, sing right. together.
Right.
Because we are actually living in the same vicinity. So I'm living in Trenchtown, Jonestown, Piertown, Denhamtown, me come from.
Mm-hmm.
So one day we left the studio and we're going down Brentford Road and Jackie came out and said, Ken, so he brought back a song and so we write out the minutes of the song two times and everything. Bram Bram, I recorded it, I voiced it because we have more tracks now. So they do the mind of me and then I go and then voice after. And
right.
when I voice today, Sir Coxon, those days were duplicated, you know. We made a duplicate and care so the people react to the song. So Sir Coxon told me that I must meet him. I must meet him at Greenwich Farm at this dance. I'm going to carry the duplicate down there and play it and see the reaction of the people. And when I went down there, you see that song put in a string?
Yeah.
The first time I put it on the record change, every other song play have to play it back.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out. Big it, you know. And then now, those days now, you know, people taking the ship. They took ship to England, 14 days.
Right, right.
Never traveling my life. So Sir Coxon decided to have a tour in England with me and Alton because Alton is about, "Get ready, rock steady," you know?
Right.
And those two songs were doing good. Puppet and a String, he released his Puppet and a String in England. And he was doing good in the ethnic market. Because, you know, for white people to start to get to...
embrace
to communicate with our sound, you know, to his friends from different people. We have a white friend, and they took that white friend with them to the show. Because you know, boy, I'm not tell you, boy, thank God. That's why I don't deal with color, you know, color is not the answer, you know.
No,
I don't deal with color because until the color of a man's skin,
yes,
is of no more significance to the color of his eyes, his imperial majesty words.
You know,
from His Imperial Majesty.
Can I just...
Music has no color, no race. Music has no color, no race, and no creed.
Right.
You know, and this is why. But, you know, then they invited me and Alton to England to do a tour. First time I'm going to travel out of Jamaica. When I go on stage, I don't use the stage so much. But, you know, the first place... Remember, it's before and after I give you, you know, because when I had the train out, the train is coming.
Yes.
Because the first big hit for me in Jamaica, you know, was the train.
The train is coming, baby.
You know, and yeah, train is coming, baby. Said the train is coming. Never even go. Because I never go up on a plane, you know. So I could have touched a car or a train.
Yeah.
That me go right, boy, the train. Because when we go all the sea and them things, we have to pass the train line.
Right.
To go to Greenwich Farm and
right.
Attancourt and, you know.
Right, right.
Go for it. And the train was a big hit, so we used to sing at places like Regal Theater, the War Theater.
Zambia,
the first theater that I've sung into was the War Theater. My mother goes there, my sisters, you know. And the first time I go and see it, I close my eyes because I didn't use the audience.
War Theater.
I close my eyes and sing the whole song. And I used to sing at the State Theater, the Carib. You remember every Easter morning you have Carib Theater?
Of course.
Right, you know, and... Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, you have a sister that is a singer too, isn't it?
Yes, Hyacinth Clover.
Hyacinth Clover.
You know, I don't want to mention to you, I have a list with, you know, with people like Joseph Hill.
Right.
You know, Hyacinth Clover, my sister, Peter Tosh.
Yes.
People who's not here with us anymore.
Yes.
Bonnie Wheelers, Lord Tanimo, who used to live in Canada, as you know.
Yes, he used to live in Toronto.
Then I have Desmond Decker here. I have Nicky Thomas, who used to live in England. He died. He also passed away. John Holt. I have Alton Ellis, Dennis Brown, Bob Marley, Phyllis Dillon, Alton Ellis. These are people who uplift the music.
Yes.
The contribution that they have made. You know, some of us are still here, you know, but I don't see no generation who can live forever. So just thank God that we're still here, that we can exchange thoughts and words, you know?
Yes.
But these people, you know, are my good friends, all of them. And they will never be forgotten.
No, how could you?
The works will live on forever, you know?
I
tell you, boy, sometimes I have a museum at home, you know, at my home here.
I know. Your engineer was showing me today when we were testing out the system. He showed me your basement.
In part of it, you can look and you see some picture right now in the studio too.
I promise myself.
It's just a studio pocket picture, yeah.
When I come to Jamaica, I'll be in your basement just checking out some of those pictures.
Because, all my friends are, I make sure that they're here with me still. You know, they're not physically here, but, you know, like 1,000 words, they said, right?
You know,
people who made good contribution, you know?
Ken, let me see if I can play this for you. Because when I heard this guy talking about you, I said, wow. Let me see if it will play.
Two songs made famous by Ken Booth. What can you tell us about him?
Crying over you.
I remember Ken Booth as part of a duo in the
Crying over 60s, you, you know, funny enough.
Before
UB Reggae Party
existed.
That's who it's talking
about.
He was singing. He was part of Stranger Cole and Ken Booth. And Ken Booth, I assume, must have been very much a teenager at the time. He must have been sort of 17 years old, I guess.
We were very young.
But in the Rocksteady period, that was when, you know, Mr. Rocksteady, the album.
One of the things why I told you I don't deal with color.
Right.
Because people like UB40.
Them guys love you.
Oh, they love us, you see, man, and I love them.
Yes.
And, you know, color is not the answer, not for me.
No.
You know, these people we see racism. We need to get over it. Because every human being is a human being. And I didn't want to, I don't want to woke up one morning and see them but black. Or white.
Right.
But if I see white, black, blue, pink, yellow.
Doesn't matter.
And all the beautiful colors. You know, we're like a garden, you know.
Mm-hmm.
With different color flowers and all that. So we have to just thank God for us, all of us. You know, because UB40, the contribution that they've made. You know, I've done a show with UB40, you know, in England, at the Brixton Academy. And these guys are so big that the people line up, you know, from me going in the evening, you know, because box, you know, where you have to buy the tickets elsewhere, and then box ticket, that's what they call it, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember even the PA that they use, I've never sung in a PA like that up till now. It's the most expensive PA, because when you're singing on that PA, you know, you don't hear nothing much on the stage, you know, but you see outside where the audience is.
Yes.
A tear down.
Yes, yes.
And me and him sing Crying Over You. It's when me and him sing Crying Over You. Him said, ladies and gentlemen, this man, I don't have any story to make him sing. I said, no, you have to sing it with me.
Nice.
You know, Kaim can sing, you know, Ali.
Ali, yeah, he's man. A good singer. He and his brother, very good at what they do. Yeah.
Oh, they're great people, and oh, I love them so much. So, and then you have you, remember you have Snoop Lion, you know, the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He did a version of Archie Bella.
Ah.
How many people, you know, adapted those songs, you know?
One of the songs that I just wanna ask you about. I'm gonna just play a little piece of it, and I love this song.
That song.
You sheltered me from harm.
What? Love this.
You know, that's the song that made me real popular.
I don't know.
That's the song that made me popular all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And David Gates, right? Yeah. And the Bread is a group, you know.
They're right. Yeah, Bread. I saw them in Montreal.
And funny enough, you know, I didn't say storm, you know, I said hung. Because what was happening in Jamaica those days, violence and all that.
Right.
I said, you sheltered me from harm. Because, you know, I didn't say the storm.
Right.
A lot of people, but it was a reason why I do that.
I always wondered.
Because you were so nice out there during that period, you know?
That was a massive hit.
But
for
that song that I can, whenever I. Oh, a massive hit. And I've done no show that song. I have to perform that song everywhere.
Yes, yes.
In children, you know that song come out the train.
Mm-hmm.
The train is coming. Because when I done the train in Jamaica, you know, in children, you know.
Right.
Little children pass and say, you see the man that I'm seeing the train is coming, you know what I mean? And fill out with joy. Mm. But I this business of music, you know, as I told you, it's not an easy journey, but I enjoy it.
Good.
Because nothing is easy.
Let me get in a question here, Ken. John Holt, Dennis Brown, those that have gone on, tell me your favorite to work with. Who was your favorite?
All of them.
All of them? Yeah?
Every single one of them.
Nice.
When the whole of us on one show, can you imagine?
Yes.
Because we don't care complex, you know. We don't go on stage. We don't go up on stage and mash it up, you know.
No.
We go to uplift people's mind with music.
Nice.
We don't want the artists. We know the artists come and talk about me mash up the show and me this, that. We mash up people's show. Bad thing that go mash up show.
Yeah.
But nobody not enjoy it if you mash it up.
That don't do nothing for me either.
So, but all my friends that are not here with us anymore, you know, the music will live on.
Yes,
you know?
every one of them.
Delroy was, you know, for instance, look at Delroy.
Saddle Head.
Passed away years now, but he's the first child star in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Every single Jamaica wanted to be like Delroy Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because when Delroy was 10 years, when him have each song, you know.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Go and tell King Pharaoh to let my people go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I, you know, I'm only 7 months older than Delroy. I'm 73 years old now.
Right.
And I thought I was a old man for Delroy. I was just seven months older than him.
He started a long time.
Both of us born 48, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, but I know some people think we're much older than we really know, because the sound that we were singing, people thought we were big people.
Right. Well,
the guy looked at me and said, Mr. Boo, you know, stretch. You don't want to stretch. Yeah. The brother looked at me and said, can you boy, you're 2-1 now? You don't look at me and say. and I don't wrong him to say that because a lot of people thought that we were big people.
Yes.
Come in my know. And in my sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I started out in this business, she's the first one that took me on a stage. I used to do pantomime training when I was young.
Right.
I do, when she was doing acting, she used me as a little boy to do pantomime. And my youngest sister on the girl side used to dance on the show as Jack and Jill.
Ah.
Remember that nursery rhyme thing? Jack and Jill went up the hill?
Yes.
To fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke and so on. And so on.
And
so, I end up singing for
Your phone breaking up on me again. Hello, Ken.
That's where I get the experience. I have to thank Sir Coxon.
Sir Coxon.
For what you have done for all of us.
You know, Sir Coxon, to be honest with you, when you spoke to singers and other artists, they would have some negative things to say to him. So I used to do that too.
Funny enough, I used to do it too.
Right.
But I go back into myself and realize that, no, he had done more good, more positive things than negative things. Because that's what I'm living off right now to today.
Right.
Track records that we have done for him, you know?
Right, right.
So I took back all that I used to say anything bad. You know, I really don't think that way anymore.
Nice.
And I ask my good friends too to change those stars that they are, because my experience with Sir Cox, you know, look at this now. Before we start to write some for ourselves, we didn't go to America and brought back with him songs that we adapted, you know. He's moving away, put it on a string. He's got all adapted songs, you know.
Yes.
In every part of me, I can feel you're moving away, baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a song that I adapted in the circles and gave it to me to sing. He's him know how to choose song for us to sing over.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the kind of song to for all of us. His ears were so good, you know?
He had keen ears. I will agree with
that. He's a musical genius.
I don't know, but he had keen ears.
Oh.
Because I had a...
I know is that he was a musicologist.
Right.
He was a musicologist and still is. But I thank God for what he had done for us.
Right.
What he had done for me. Because most of us guys, we didn't actually attend it in the college and thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But academically speaking, we're probably not that well learned like some other people do, but we're not dunce, you know?
No, because what I'm
saying is that I'm truthful, you know. You know, experience teaches wisdom, and I thank God for what he had done for us.
Right.
Open our eyes to this musical world.
Let me ask you this question. Duke Reed, Sir Coxon, who are your preferences?
Well, there are two good producers, you know, but this is Sir Coxon.
Mm-hmm.
Sir Coxon. And why I said Motown all the while, because that's the studio. And the singer them that we listen to, Smokey Robinson, Temptation, and all these people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that Sir Coxon also used to listen to these people. He adapted the Motown side of the sound. Because when it comes to studio one, you know, sometimes we see people think we're American, you know?
Yeah, well...
because you have that touch, you know?
Yeah, that was a flavoring then. I can remember how you guys dress in your Napoleon solo suit.
Oh yes.
And
I know that Sir Coxon used to brought back with him clothes for us too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the clothes I'm asking at Sir Coxon bring them back for you now.
Oh, is that right?
At the first ballet me ever wear, the first time I wear a ballet shoes, Sir Coxon bring it back for me now. He bring clothes for we as gay as the whole of us.
I didn't know that.
You know what I mean? Because I'm trying to win and travel yet, you know.
Mm-mm.
But we're going to tour in Jamaica at Byron Lee, people like Byron Lee, you know, Kestrin.
Kestrin, the
souvenir. You know, Tomorrow's Children, and, you know, yeah, you know, so on and so forth.
Nice.
But as I said, Stretch, I'll say it again. Thank God for music.
Mm-hmm.
Because even a sick man, when he hear music, it can start to give him a joy. That remember the pain he might feel, you know what I mean?
Mm.
That's what music done for us. And I must give thanks to the Almighty God, you know?
Yes.
And the teaching of His Imperial Majesty. I must thank God. Because music, in the Bible, the 87 Psalms. I quote the Bible now, right? The 87 Psalms. All the singers and players of instruments shall be there. Right. All my springs are in thee. So God love music then.
Mm-hmm.
If the creator love music, you know, guys, it make it be possible to us.
Music,
you know, and you know, only music alone shall live.
Exactly what I was about to say.
Meaning mankind, though. Mankind, I mean man alone, and a man and woman.
Right. Mankind. You know,
because
when
we have remembered woman, you know. Even right now, women are getting their fair share in this business.
Mm-hmm.
Because one time, the music dominated by men, by male, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have people like Marcia Griffiths Cremin and Phyllis Dillon, you know.
Yes.
Art and Zealous.
Judy Mott.
You know. Judy Mott, many, many more that we can recall right now.
Yes.
Because even right here, I have Phyllis Dillon, I have Art and Zealous, you know. Those are sure that even the female played their part and made their contribution, you know.
Yeah, Art and
Zealous. And you, let me talk about you now. It's years now, you people have supported us, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know that?
Yes, yes.
Years now, you know.
Yes.
I remember you guys, you know, when I have shows with us, when it's going to send for us to come to Canada. You know what I mean? And I'm Rosa, all the money.
Yeah, boy. Rosa, you know, in Toronto.
And, oh, thank God for you people. And you're still making your contribution up till now.
Well, it's my culture.
Because you having me on your program.
Yes.
You having me on your program right now. The amount of people listening in, you know?
Yes.
We have to give thanks to you guys.
Thank you very much. But the interview is not... The interview is not about me, it's about Ken Booth.
We all are compatible, you know. Yeah. We all are compatible.
Yes, yes.
The radio personality, the journalist.
Yes.
You know, the writer, the. And do you have some so called people in it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like when some people interview me, when you read the paper the next day, it's different from your remarks, you know.
Exactly, exactly.
And it kind of make you upset, like, because. You must, if you interview me now and I read it the next day, I suppose you see what I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, the journalism on them stay. And journalism, you know, all these people, you know, you have good and bad in everything, even in the singing too, in the music.
Right.
The people do negative things.
Right.
People do positive things, you know.
Right.
You know. And I thank God that you're alive, that I can talk to you, exchange words of upliftment, musically speaking, you know.
Right. Anyway, you still look like,
thank God for this moment,
a young man and all that, and the voice is still on peak, but I'm still waiting for the album, boy. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta even sneak me a copy so I
and
can play.
And make sure I take care of, you know.
Eh?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to keep your number. When I'm ready, I'm going to send you a copy.
Please do. And I will play
it. I might send before I release it, though.
Yes,
please. You know what I do? I'm going to send you that you can play it on the radio, yeah?
That's what I mean.
Yeah?
I want to start playing it because I know. I
yeah,
remember.
Right. I'm going to send a couple of cuts, right? Okay.
I remember.
And I want to say hi to all your listeners. All the people that are listening in, you know? I want to say hi to them, to everybody in Toronto, Montreal, all over Canada.
Yes.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Because Europe.
Yes.
Since this COVID thing, you know, I tour Europe every year, you know.
Ah.
We must give thanks for Europe, you know.
Mm.
England is the first place that have embraced Jamaican music.
Yes,
as
sir.
Far as I'm concerned, because the first place I've been to out of Jamaica. But Europe now, all these big festivals that embraced our music, I must give thanks to them.
Yes, sir.
I have to give thanks to these people. And this is why I said color is not the answer. Because when I perform in Europe, and when I'm looking at audience, I see people from all different races.
Yep.
And they're enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah, they enjoy what you're presenting to them.
They make you feel.
Wow.
Right, you know, so let me say give thanks to people, no?
All right, my brother.
But I'm glad to talk to you, though.
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much.
You know, I'm so sorry. I have to apologize for the first part of whatever took place there. I am totally sorry.
I am ready for you, you know.
But you know what?
I'm ready for you, you know. If I told you.
Yeah.
You guys have supported us all these years.
Oh, yeah.
How could I? I have all the patience.
I know, but, you know, I had a full show lined up here for you.
Thanks again, yeah.
Ken, I thank you, my brother, and I'm so happy to see you. Still looking like Ken Booth, still sounding like Ken Booth. You know what I mean? And
I'm glad to see you.
You know, no. I don't know what else to say.
We don't want to, you know, stretch.
Eh?
Stretch, don't cut me. I don't want to have the ultimate ear now.
Right.
The white one.
Mm.
There's no ear like that one, you know, the white one. I'm not afraid of going on.
No.
You know what I mean? I come like a ripe banana.
Yeah.
Ripe banana, the ripe banana food, you know, because the ultimate in a banana is ripe, you know.
Yes.
After ripe, they can't go no further after it ripe, you know. They like the ear too.
Yes.
That's why I keep my ear. I have it on me. It's not my ear that's singing, it's me.
No, that's it. Ken Boone, you know my brother, I thank you.
Thanks again.
All right, give thanks.
You're welcome.
And when I come to Jamaica, I head in for
thank
that.
Thank you very much.
I head in for that. That, I don't want to talk
that gentleman. That gentleman who's talking to you.
That's brother
what
Drew.
What part does he play? That gentleman.
Oh, he's the
that
one.
That gentleman, I heard his wife.
He's the one who controls the Zoom here. It's not easy,
I
but
I want to thank him very much. Yeah, thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, both of you.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Thanks. But hey, thank you very much. Thanks.
Ken Booth.
Okay.
God
for
see you. Take it easy,
come.
Brother.
Glad to see you, too. At least you have the virtual thing, can't you, you know?
Yes, sir.
Respect, yeah?
Respect, my brother.
Be it just like a merry-go-round with all the fun in the air. One day I'm feeling down on the ground. Then I look in the air. Are you puppet on the string.
That's a man, Mr. Ken Booth himself. Hits after hits in Jamaica, this guy. It's a pity that we were trying to rush it and get in everything, but believe you me, every one of these songs you hear me playing, they were number one for weeks and months in Jamaica and in Europe.
So long I've been waiting for you. Oh yeah. Now the time has come.
Hello, Drew. Turn on your system there. Let me hear your talk. Hello, Drew. I'm not hearing you. Yeah, Drew.
Yes, Father Stretch.
Yeah. Sorry I couldn't get you in for actually one or two questions, boy. But, everything was... because I know you must have something you want to ask him. But we're going to bring him back for the Christmas season.
Yeah, but you know the good thing about that is that I enjoy those conversations with you and those veteran artists, you know what I mean?
Well, you're talking to an old guy here too, you know? No, just kidding.
because for those interviews, I just sit back and listen to the history.
You listen, these guys are full of history. We could go back, we could go back since 1964 when I met him first. He was a kid. And he never changes. Same thing. One thing, when he was younger, he didn't talk much. He was quiet, always in a corner or something. But I miss talking with them. I wish we had 2 hours to do that. But anyhow.
Yeah, one thing I learned about life is sometimes you got to know how to be a sponge.
You got to know when to hold them.
Hold them.
Know when to fold them. I hear you. Be a sponge. I like that one. That one sounds good. Man, time just
went. But don't
went
worry. Next week, we're going to go back with Ahsoka Massive. We're going to interview from Grenada, Mandela Links.
Mandela Links.
The Tombstone Man.
Oh, my God. That's all I need now. I hope the system
works. We're going to get some jab in there next week.
Yes, some jab. So all the Grenadian Massive feel happy about that. And looking down the road, we're looking at Oliver as soon as he can give me his permanent date or something. And Lady G, you talk about stories, you want to hear it from the female side. You know, how they were treated as young ladies. We're going to try and get her on. And it should be interesting because, believe you me, these women were treated not nicely. You know what I mean? And I hope people are enjoying these interviews. We just wanted to know that you're home, you know, to do something different.
Yeah, and now that the weather is nice and we know people's going to want to get out there and enjoy themselves, and hopefully the way that things are looking from what I'm seeing, I think CKUT Studio might be opening close to the end of August.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And we'll be continuing these interviews going forward.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because with technology and the Zoom and everything, it allows us to do a lot of stuff that we weren't allowed to do before.
I'm telling you, because, boy, I gotta give them guys credit from this station, because without them, I don't know what would have happened here. We, you know, just gotta say many thanks. This was another major hit of his. I'm telling you, there wasn't a year that Ken Booth didn't have a number one song. Hey. And I don't want to see you cry, babe. I'm leaving you behind. You know, the DJs used to turn on this thing at a level, and everybody would be singing. Did you mute me? Don't worry, baby. I won't break your heart. I'm going to a faraway land. I'm going to make life for me and you. Please understand. Cause I don't want to tell you goodbye, babe. And I don't want to see you cry, babe. So did we... did we figure out what was the trouble? But it's just for a time. Don't worry about me when I am gone. Just care yourself till I return. Don't fret yourself, don't pine too much. I'll soon be back with that magic touch. Cause I've got to tell you goodbye. Beautiful voice of Mr. Ken Booth. So did you figure out what was wrong, what we were doing wrong, so we don't make that mistake again, Drew?
I'll tell you off air.
Folks, that's not good. All right, we'll talk off air, my brother. All right?
This was okay, sir. We'll talk later.
Yes, this was another big hit of his. Come on here. This is Mr. Rocksteady himself. Technology is good, but sometimes, believe you me,
I wonder if one day that you say that you care. If you say you love me madly, I'd gladly be there like a puppet on a string.
God, I feel like I'm 23 again.
Just like a merry-go-round with all the fun in the air.
Pardon me singing, folks, but I can't help it.
One day I'm feeling down on the ground. Then I look in the air.
On behalf of the crew, West Indian Rhythms crew, I want to say many thanks. And we must apologize for the first half of the show. And we were trying to get in everything. So until next week, same time, same place, Soca Massive will be your weekend. I just want to say thanks on behalf of the staff and the crew for CKUT. Coming up, hip-hop music with the Dog and Mission. So stay tuned, all right? So until next week, same time, once again, much, much more apologies. Take care. I don't want to see you cry because we're leaving. Have a beautiful rest of the evening on CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
I don't want to see you cry, babe. I'm leaving you behind. But it's just for a time. It's not my wish that we must part. Baby, I won't break your heart.
You are listening to see. I can't see it. CKUD in Montreal.
Hey, good evening and welcome to another hot edition of the Masters of Work show on CKUT 90.3 FM with DJs Mike Mission and Ken Dog, featuring Dwayne Wayne, rocking the latest and classics in hip-hop, R&B, and dancehall remixes, and all that, no doubt. Every Saturday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., www.ckat.ca for that live stream. You can always email us at mike.mission@hotmail.com or kendiggy@hotmail.com, no doubt, with your latest clean music as MP3s if you're an artist. Also for shout-outs, requests, info, etc., and all that, no doubt. Here are some of the Geminis who celebrated their birthdays earlier in the week, and it goes down like this. Big happy birthday to Kathy Ann Baptiste out there. Happy birthday to you. Tasha Everbless out there. Big up Robinson. Big ups out there, no doubt. And Desmarie Bell out there, who definitely celebrated her birthday. Big ups, too. Big ups to my big homie Bundy out there, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to Bundy. And we send a big, big, big happy birthday going out to his grandmother out there, who turned 101 years old earlier in the week, man. 101. Wow, man. Such a blessing. And wishing her many, many more, no doubt. And